Parler returns to Apple App Store. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 18, 2021. The social media platform Parler returned to Apple's App Store on Monday, making the app once again available on all iPhones, and has also revealed its new CEO, George Farmer. Parler began as a small, startup company that differed from its big tech competitors in its commitment to the free market of ideas in the full spirit of the First Amendment, said Farmer in a statement sent to Breitbart News. That is why Parler became the number one social media app of 2020. Farmer is taking over for Mark Meckler, who became Parler's interim CEO earlier this year, after the social media platform was booted from Amazon's web hosting service and banned from Apple's App Store and Google's Play Store under the guise of big tech's concerns for public safety. For the past 2 months, I have worked with an incredible team of people under the leadership of Mark Meckler to bring Parler back online and return to Apple's App Store after we had been unfairly maligned by the media and its allies in big tech and Congress, Farmer said. I look forward to leading this company into the future and continuing to offer a social media experience that respects users and their privacy and rejects viewpoint discrimination, the new Parler CEO added. Among the social media company's new executive leadership team, Mike Hebert will move into the role of COO, and Patrick Galbraith will become the new CTO. After the Capitol Hill riot in January, Parler was scapegoated and blacklisted after Twitter banned then-President Donald Trump from its platform, which sparked an exodus of conservative users leaving Twitter for Parler. Tech giants and Democrat lawmakers had justified blacklisting the site, claiming that words posted to Parler could incite violence, despite protesters discussing their January 6 Capitol Hill plans on other social media platforms, such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. John Sullivan, the left-wing activist who was arrested and charged in connection to the Capitol Hill riot, had a Twitter and YouTube, which he used to post videos of the siege. In the videos, he can be heard encouraging protesters on Capitol Hill. And as for Facebook, a criminal complaint filed in January revealed that a search warrant was issued on a protester's Facebook account, as mounting evidence suggests individuals used Facebook to help organize the protest. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.